The following podcast is brought to you by the Village Zendo. For more information, visit villagezendo.org.
Okay, good morning, everybody. Can someone give me a thumbs up if you can hear me? Okay, all right. I see a thumbs up. It's really nice to see everyone virtually this morning. I even saw a cat walk across a participant's Zoom screen. So welcome to all sentient beings. My name is Daishi, and I am an assistant teacher at the Village Zendo. And I wanted to start this morning with a koan. And this is case 81 from the Book of Serenity. Xuan Sha comes to the district. When Xuan Sha came to the Pudian district, they welcomed him with 100 festivities. The next day, he asked Elder Xiao Tang, "Where has all of yesterday's commotion gone?" Xiao Tang held up the corner of his vestment. Xuan Sha said, "There's no connection, not by a long shot." So I want to share with you where I am. Perhaps you can hear there's some birds chirping outside the window. And it's a lovely spring day in Rockville, Maryland. And there's a breeze coming in from the window. And I'm speaking to you from 13702 Drake Drive in Rockville, Maryland. And this is the house where my wife, Ronit, and her two sisters grew up. I'm sitting in what her mom calls so lovely her Zen room. It's just a nice open room with, if you can see some photographs, that's primarily of Ronit in her farming days, some yoga mats, some nice pottery that she's collected over the years. And this is where Ronit and her sisters grew up. Barbara and Jean Rydberg, her parents, bought this house in 1973. And only a few years later, in 1982, they hosted their first Erev Shira, which in Hebrew, translates to a night of singing. And last night, they hosted their 42nd Erev Shira. And it is what perhaps it sounds like to you. It's an evening where a community gathers to sing Jewish, American, and Israeli folk songs with one another, and to celebrate rites of passages. I'm told that in its heyday, that often more than 100 people would attend, and the singing would go until 2 in the morning. I did not count last night, but I'd say that there were about 50 people, and several who had been coming since 1982, and many, many more who had attended 10, 20, 30 evenings of Psalm. As part of preparation for last night's festivities, Ronit's parents laid out a book on the kitchen counter that they made in honor of the 25th anniversary of the Erev Shira, of the first Erev Shira, which was also in honor of Jean's 65th birthday. So this book is now nearly 20 years old itself. And in it is inscribed a note from Ronit to her father, which reads in part, "My vision of Dad at the Erev Shira are visions that glow. Bustling host, eager participant, always honoring kids' song requests. Dad moves around, he's on the floor or in the back surveying the room, laughing, smiling, eating, telling stories, most of all, having so much fun. Dad, may you and Mom continue to fill your home with friends and food and music. May you always be reminded of the spirit that exists in these special nights and call upon them at any moment. And may these memories continue to feed all of us as we all grow older. Doesn't this inscription conjure up our beloved Ryokan, who wrote in his poem, Playing with Children, "While I bounce the ball, they sing the song. Then I sing the song and they bounce the ball. Caught up in the excitement of the game, we forget completely about the time. Passerby turn and question me. Why are you carrying on like this? I just shake my head without answering. Even if I were able to say something, how could I explain? Do you really want to know the meaning of it all? This is it. This is it." The neighbors have this big round tree swing, and before the festivities begun, they allowed my boys to use it. And yesterday, like today, was one of those just lovely spring days in Maryland, cool and sunny, bird songs. My youngest child, Boaz, is 4.5 years old, and he wanted to be pushed higher, of course. So I stood there pushing him for an hour. And at first, he was filled with excitement. You know, he'd say, he always goes, "To the moon, Papa, higher, higher." But then, you know, still attentive, I saw he started to become quiet and calm, and he lay down, and I put a blanket on top of him and then a pillow under his head. We call this mumbling in my lineage. His eyelids got heavy, and then that sweet sleep, just a nap held soft in the world. We stayed out there for a while. And then both of us went inside to continue this nap. And it was indulgent and truly wonderful and great preparation for the night to come, the big night. Both of my boys were terribly excited. Excuse me. Because we told them that they could stay up as late as they wanted and eat as many desserts as they liked. And these Erev Shiraz are filled with desserts. In fact, it's a tradition to make a punch, a fruit punch at these Erev Shiraz that consists of, get ready for this, ginger ale, pineapple juice, orange juice from concentrate, and rainbow sherbet. Apparently, Ronit is still needing training on punch service position because this morning she said, "You know, it occurred to me that maybe we were supposed to make orange juice from the concentrate and not just use the concentrate." So this punch, and along with an incredible assortment of food, is served upstairs while the singing occurs downstairs. One guest, who is now 95 years old and has attended many of these evenings, traditionally leads the community in a song sung in Yiddish, but this year he could not make it down the stairs. So when it was his time, he wholeheartedly belted out the song from upstairs while all of us huddled downstairs, kind of listening respectfully and joyfully and joining in here and there where we could. There was an accordion, a bass ukulele, a few guitars, and percussion. The songs did not go until 2 a.m., but it was a very full evening. When Xuan Sha came to the Pudian district, they welcomed him with 100 festivities. 100 festivities. How magnificent. What an honor. Do you think Xuan Sha came down cold as steel gaze lowered at all the commotion. Last night, Xuanda Shra came down from the mountain and received each one of the 100 festivities that the Pudian district welcomed him with. Taken aback and tenderized by the feast, an old friend maybe welcomed him with a memory of the last time they met, with gratitude for a word that he had shared many years ago, long forgotten. A special meal, a ceremony prepared in his honor, chanting, bells and drums. The Sangha, so filled with gratitude and determination that they stayed up all night together, practicing in community. The next day, he asked Great Elder Xiao Tang, "Where has all yesterday's commotion gone?" Now, each Erev Shira is special, but this one held particular meaning as it was my in-laws last in this house. In a week or two, they will be moving to a new home as part of a retirement community. 13702 Drake Drive is sold, and a new family will move in shortly. The amount of packing and sorting that Ronit's parents have done, and with elegance and composure and a fearless open-heartedness, is admirable and inspiring. They will be the first to admit that they haven't walked this path alone. The love and support that their daughters and friends have offered to them is a really beautiful tribute to the refuge of Sangha. So the past couple of days have also been full of sorting and holding and packing the many belongings in this house. As you walk around, now almost everything has a sticker on it indicating whether they will keep it or not. And two nights ago, Ronit, her sister, and her parents watched old VHS tapes of school plays and birthday parties and all manner of rites of passages, even a video of Ronit skydiving. And they did this until about 1 or 2 in the morning. And I sat in another room and I could hear their laughter and oh my's and that quiet hush of nostalgia hitting hearts. The next morning, as everyone was starting to prepare for the Erev Shira, Ronit and her sister made a video where they walked throughout the house, stepping into each room and sharing stories about that room from within that room. And a favorite moment for me was when I saw them pull out an old plate from deep within a drawer in the kitchen and smile to each other knowingly and say, "Ma," and they honed the iPhone on their mother and they held up their plate. And Barbara, without missing a beat, said, "Oh yes, I bought that with stamps at Kroger in 1964. Xiao Tong held up the corner of his vestment, or a plate. Don't blow past the festivities. Don't rush to tomorrow to then wonder about yesterday and its commotion. That memory, now and here, about the last time we met, that gratitude shared and received for a word spoken many, many years ago, whether last night at the Erev Shira or centuries ago, as in case 81 of the Book of Serenity, is not the past when it is present. I think this koan is an invitation to be intimate right now with the time being, with the past and the future that arises within this present moment. I love the way that Roshi pointed to this intimacy in her last Dharma talk about Uji. She said, "Be so close that the ambiguity becomes the opportunity." In the commentary to this koan, we hear another story about Xuan Sha. He sets out on a pilgrimage, but had not gotten far when he painfully stubbed his toe on a rock and cried out in pain. He had an enlightenment experience as he thought to himself, "If everything is empty, from where does this pain come?" In the main case, we're asked to settle into the Dharma position of where did it go? And in this story about the stubbed toe, we are invited into from where does it come? Coming and going, before and after. Cut off these ideas and be so close with the pain, the coming, with the commotion, the going, with the time being that they aren't fixed. Be so close that the ambiguity becomes the opportunity. Xuan Sha said, "There's no connection, not by a long shot." Dogen has a well-known passage in the Genjo Koan that starts, "Firewood becomes ash, and it does not become firewood again. Yet, do not suppose that the ash is after and the firewood is before. You should understand that firewood abides in the phenomenal expression of firewood, which fully includes before and after, and is independent of before and after." And I was looking at a commentary on the Genjo Koan by Bokusan Nishiyari, who was a prominent scholar from the Meiji period and who eventually became the abbot of Soji Monastery and the head of Sotoshu. And he has a very playful way of exploring this passage. He says, "Go ahead, go where there is ash and ask, 'Right now, you have a very fluffy body, but you used to be called firewood, which was very solid and flammable. When put into fire, you were burnt little by little and got yourself to where you are now. Do you think the ash will agree with this? It will surely reply, 'Nonsense. I have never met anyone called firewood.'" This is the "there's no connection, not by a long shot" of the koan. From the outside looking in, from a distance, the firewood becomes ash, last night's party, yesterday's commotion is over and gone. We are older than before, and we are younger than we will be later. But from the most intimate perspective, ash is completely ash. Firewood is completely firewood, which fully includes before and after, and is independent of before and after. I think the invitation of this koan is for us to not get caught in yesterday's commotion, ideas coming and going, but rather to savor the festivities right now. So I'll close with a gatha. Coming and going, birth and death, cease and flow along. It's just a plate, a swing, fruit punch, lyrics in a love song called The Empty House.